Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth presenting another program of the Christian Voters and Buyers League. The subject of today's tragic broadcast, the complete destruction of American children in the public schools of our country, mentally, morally, spiritually, and physically, through the hellish conspiracy of mental health and the One World Government plan of UNESCO in the Communist United Nations. Make sure that no child can hear this recording, and only those older teenagers who are safe through your guiding love in their knowledge about sex and human emotions. We address this broadcast to every parent in the United States who has a child in the public schools. Most of the school principals and teachers are splendid Christians and citizens, but an alarming number in a dozen different states are rotten to the core, as well as the state boards of education. We want you to be the sole judges after hearing the questions that tens of thousands of children answered in many public schools. And don't think that because you are rich and can send your child to a private school, you can duck this issue. Private schools are even more vulnerable. You've got to raise your fists and start swinging before your home, family, and loved ones are totally destroyed. Some people might object to this exposure and prefer to sweep it under the rug. We literally shout it from the housetops of public indignation. The cure for this terrible situation is not crooked courts of law or brainwashed ostrich-like preachers who would bury their heads in the sand and pray. The cure our forefathers would have used is a baseball bat, a horsewhip, and tar and feathers. We now dare to make this astounding statement. Your child's learning, morals, Christianity, purity, patriotism, health, respect for parental authority, freedom from venereal disease, crime, dope addiction, and communism would be much safer if classes were conducted in the corner saloon, where at least loyal Americans gather together. The arch traitors in this master plan of destruction are the Jewish communist operators and their renegade Christian stooges of UNESCO, or the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, if you please. Next comes the United Nations World Health Organization, the National Mental Health Association, and all of its branches, which must be destroyed. Then comes our Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, loaded with more communists than any other department of government, including the Department of State. Under the pro-Marxist Jew Abe Ribicoff, an alarming situation has become a nationwide government-sponsored movement. The Jew-controlled American Medical Association has kicked aside the learned surgeon and practitioner to make way for the psychiatrist quack and his crackpot schemes of destruction. Then come the school principals, teachers, and counselors who are in daily contact with your children. We first quote from the United Nations UNESCO booklet. If there is a red-blooded American listening, don't go out and get the hang rope yet until we read this UNESCO booklet. It has the real touch of that UNESCO leader, Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, quote, "The prime function of public education in the United States must be that of capturing the minds of our children at the earliest possible age for the cause of political world government. The teacher is urged to devote every classroom minute to this end. The teachers are to begin by eliminating any and all words, phrases, descriptions, pictures, maps, and classroom teaching methods which cause pupils to express or feel a particular love for or loyalty to the United States of America. Children exhibiting such prejudice as a result of prior home influence is the outgrowth of narrow family spirit. They are to be dealt an abundance of counter-propaganda at the earliest possible age to prepare the child for membership in the world society." End of quotation from the UNESCO booklet. And a miserable president of the United States has just bought $100 million worth of no-good UN bonds to keep these polecats in business with your money. Please, gentlemen, don't go out and string up anybody like Eleanor of UNESCO or Adlai, for you ain't heard nothing yet. Stand by, white man. You're about to take some of the actual exams that were given to your own children. You allowed them to be the guinea pigs at their own slaughter. Now it's your turn. Americans always had sense enough to keep medical quacks and their phony vaccines for our children's bodies out of the schools. Today, we don't even have sense enough to keep psychiatrist quacks most of whom are not even doctors, from coming into the schools to tamper with our children's minds. Your first test as submitted to children in California is on the subject of sex. Our estimation of the people of California is pretty low for allowing these tests to be given in many schools there, mostly to 14 and 15-year-old children. This filth was copyrighted and sold by a foul creature named McHugh, instructor at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. It is a 4-page leaflet, and the second page contains cutout drawings of both the male and female reproductive organs. The whole test was printed in the Santa Ana, California Register and Tribune of February 28, 1961. The child looks at the drawings to find the answer. Now you take the test, Mr. and Mrs. Parent. The same test a 14-year-old daughter took seated beside somebody's 15-year-old son. And if you don't act now, it'll be in your school next year or even tomorrow morning. Question. Where is the male most sensitive to touch? Question. During sexual excitement, what female parts become moist? Question. What is the name of the male organ for sex relations? Question. In douching, where is the nozzle of the syringe placed? And now give the proper word for each of the following conditions. What word describes low state of sex desire in women? What word describes lack of ability for sex, mostly in men? What word describes a woman who offers to have sex relations for pay? What word describes sex relations of an unmarried male with an unmarried female? What word describes sex relations with a member of the same sex? What word describes sex relations of a married person with someone other than husband or wife? When this test was given at Garden Grove's Westminster High School in California, not a word of protest was raised by the Hunting Beach Parent Teachers Association, not even a comment or a question by anybody else. We can only say the dirty yellow California dogs. The following are the exact questions asked of 30 students in the 10th grade or second year of high school at Van Nuys, California, physiology class. The class is 16 boys and 14 girls. The teacher rat who conducted this exam is still alive. The revealing fact is not only how many did these things, but how many admitted doing them on paper when handwriting is easily recognized by the teacher. We repeat, that rat is still alive. The quiz. Kissing? All 30 participated. Masturbation? 13 out of 30. Fondling the breasts or reproductive organs of girls? 11 boys out of 15. One boy never. Fondling male genitals? 6 girls out of 14. Sexual relations at age 14 and 15? 5 out of 30. Near sexual relations, 11 out of 30. Do you see now how far it has gone? McGraw-Hill and Company furnished the textbook, which sells for $6.50 free of charge to the Los Angeles Board of Education. Why? It is designed for college use with certain chapters marked for advanced pre-medical students. We can only say that Californians in the Los Angeles area are vulgar citizens. The State Board of Education cleared the teacher with this statement, quote, "He used bad judgment, but he has done nothing to cancel his teaching credentials," unquote. Nothing as yet, they mean. The skunk hasn't had time to go to work on that choice young female stuff, whose record he now has on paper. Sex is now generally taught in 5 different courses in our schools: senior problems, health, social studies, home economics, and biology. Now we know why there are so many illegitimate births among children. Over 2,000 a year in Washington, D.C. schools alone, and over 2,200 cases every year of syphilis and gonorrhea in children under 17 years of age, also in Washington, D.C., 90% among Negroes. You can light the fire under the tar barrel, for here come some diabolical questions that are impossible to answer. They give your child a choice between the love you taught him for Almighty God as against the love for his or her country. These questions went to fifth graders. As you answer them, try to evaluate the mental capacity of the son of hell who propounded these questions. Question. Which is more important, taking the oath of allegiance to the United States or joining a church? Question. Which is worse, spitting on the Bible or spitting on the American flag? Question. Which is worse, denying the existence of God or laughing when the Star-Spangled Banner is played? And how about these Jewish one-world government questions for undermining America? Question. Which day is more important, Independence Day or United Nations Day? Question. Which day is more important, Flag Day or United Nations Day? Open up the bag of chicken feathers, boys. These two questions are the most lascivious in the whole stink pot of filth. Question. How much money would you want to spit on a crucifix? Question. How much money would you want to eat a pound of human flesh? Eating human flesh is still done in 14 of the 25 new African nations who are members of the United Nations and whose vote there equals that of the United States. Heil integration! Now try these fine Jewish questions on your piano for destroying Christianity and casting doubts about religion in a child's mind. They are illegal, unconstitutional, and straight kike communist, and you must answer yes or no. Question. The world would be better if science replaced religion as the guiding principle of men's lives. Yes or no? Question. Christ was born of a virgin, as the New Testament says. Yes or no? Question. The world would be better off without religion because it is based on superstition. Yes or no? Question. Although there may be a God who created the world, man has no moral obligation to him, yes or no? And they tossed this one in just to destroy the family. Question, which is worse, taking God's name in vain or using an obscene word in referring to one's own mother? We've only given you a few questions. There were over 500 in the whole series of tests given in many states. How do you like that? Now do you see how far this whole thing has gone? The field of education is a chief part in the takeover by communism. A plan of world bankers, if you please, to enslave and control world trade. Mental health also goes hand in hand with the whole program of forced integration with ignorant, immoral, criminal Negroes, who, as 10% of the population, account for 90% of all the major crime, 90% of all the venereal disease, 90% of all children born out of wedlock but born into our relief rolls. The word education or law concerning it is not mentioned once in the whole Constitution of the United States, nor is there any prohibition under the Constitution to the states concerning it. Therefore, education is solely reserved to the states and to the people under Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Congress has no power to pass any law concerning public education in any form. Therefore, it cannot be enforced. American Legionnaires, veterans of foreign wars, has your patriotism and Christianity grown soft and senile in your old age? Are your members too lazy or too unpatriotic that you refuse to dress a man in full uniform to open every public school day with a pledge of allegiance to the flag, a singing of the Star-Spangled Banner, and with or without communist Jewish consent to lead the students in a recitation of the Lord's Prayer? Women of the Daughters of the American Revolution or United Daughters of the Confederacy, are you so one-world government Tory that you're ashamed to do likewise? Would either of you stoop so low as to ask permission of a stinking school board or a school principal to do this act? Why don't you tell them you're gonna do it instead? Isn't that what you're for in this country? But we almost forgot. You're too dignified. Or perhaps the most of you who had ancestors who were Tories, along with whom glorious Washington had to contend. American parents, we know a better way. The Christian Voters and Buyers League can lead every citizen out of this horrible, destructive mess. American Jews have publicly advertised that they will throw the United States into a world government whether we like it or not. Those very words were told a United States Senate committee in 1950 by James Warburg, head of the Jewish banking house of Kuhn, Loeb & Company and spokesman for every big business American Jew. This Jew Warburg assured the United States Senate that America would accept world government either by conquest or consent. Those miserable senators were too yellow to kill that Jew. But the Christian Voters and Buyers League knows how to kill him and every other Jew in America. It is by welding every white citizen together in a Christian protest against Jewish blackmail, of every Christian family now paying tribute to synagogues, by purchasing kosher foods and meats. We will starve every Jew out of America. This anti-Christian whelp is responsible for Christian prayer being taken out of the children from the schools. We will never spend a dime for any Jew-made goods. This Jewish vermin organized and controls the Jewish NAACP, which has never been a Negro organization. We will refuse to ever enter a Jewish store for any purpose whatsoever and avoid them like the plague. And they'll smear us as being a hate organization. Brother, are they right? We are. We hate every single foul part of their whole Jewish communist program, and glory not only in our hatred, but in our determination to follow Christian teaching and shun such evil companions. As this Jew did against the splendid German people in 1933, ours is a sacred, holy Christian war to the death, a Christian buyer's protest. The whole destruction of higher education in colleges and universities is financed with the stolen tax-free money of huge foundations like Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie. We're going to starve those birds out of business, too. In closing, we want to read you a letter that we want every parent in America to mail to the public school your child attends. Here it is. To the principal and all teachers of blank public school, I have studied the various tests given to the grade elementary and high school students under the guise of aptitude or some form of mental health. They are shocking beyond belief. There is one primal law which supersedes legislation by any governmental body, and that is the instinctive, rightful determination of any parents or guardians to protect the morals, purity, spiritual guidance, love, and obedience of children carrying their blood. Without my written permission, you are hereby expressly forbidden to subject or allow any child of mine to undergo any and all of the following. 1. Any medical, psychiatric, or physical examination or questioning thereon for any purpose whatsoever. 2. The administration of any medicine, drug transfusion, or medical operation for any purpose whatsoever. 3. Any test, course of study, or discussion, written or oral, dealing with sexual relations in humans or animals, or with opinions and experiences which pertain to the subject. 4. Any test, quiz, or discussion on the subject of religion, mental capacity, aptitude, group therapy, sanity or insanity in any degree, emotional disturbances, family, privacy, or conditions at home. 5. Any instruction, discussion, or examination in any form dealing with communism, socialism, United Nations, or one world government. I will punish any and every individual for violation of the above in the manner and degree which to me seems best suited. Sign it. We'll furnish you photographic copies of this letter for a nickel a copy in any quantity. Wherever parents have notified the schools, these traitors have not dared to give the examinations. Demand that every Christian teacher listen to this recording. The Christian Voters and Buyers League pulls no more punches. We name names of the guilty and defy them to challenge our charges. It costs only $5 a year per family to join the Christian Voters and Buyers League. We want you to spend your money on guaranteed truthful information in these recordings and in the printed sheets about kosher and Christian-made goods sent out every 2 months. Be sure to get the recording on Negro crime and venereal disease in the schools and the dread danger of contagion there to your child. This is Wally Butterworth speaking. Goodbye, all.